Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It is a blessing to welcome you all in the mighty name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are new to St. John's, we welcome you and invite you to visit the new to St. SJCC tab on our website, stjohnsarchbull.org. I want to share a few announcements with you. We mentioned it last week, and there is a page in the bulletin this morning. Archbold Evangelical Church is hosting a community event this evening at 6:30. That will be live streamed through their Facebook page. And the event is Understanding the Culture of Poverty in Northwest Ohio. And Cecily Roars, in partnership with the Shepherd Circle, is presenting that. We extend our sympathies and prayers to Wayne Spies and family upon Susie's passing last Sunday evening, January 17th. Private family services will be held this coming Saturday, which also happens to be Wayne's 96th birthday. And so the family has been talking with Wayne that they're going to be gathering to support one another in great love. We also learned last night that John Greaser did pass away, so please be praying for his family. Gloria shared that his wife Susan was able to be with him shortly before he died, and that was a blessing for both. Direct your attention to page 5. There are three things I want to highlight. The birthday card shower for Shirley Wise. She turns 90. I encourage you that if you want to write a card, you do that and mail it tomorrow, because it might get there in time the way some things are moving. Also, the 2020 giving statements, there's an announcement there about those. In the Christian Education Ministries, we continue to try and monitor that situation, and we'll be having another Zoom call with our leaders in about 10 days, and hopefully we'll have more for that.
Good morning. I'll be reading from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Seeing as God is our rock and our refuge, our place of rest and our source of hope, our God and our Savior, let us join now in worshiping Him with glad and sincere hearts.
Please rise as you are able, and let us sing the hymn of praise, which is, O God, our help in ages past. We will be singing verses 1, 3, and 6, and then please remain standing. I will have a reading then after that, and then please remain standing for the hymn of penitence. The hymn of penitence is Rock of Ages. So let us sing, O God, our help in ages past.
Thank you.
As we praise God for being our faithful helper through the years, we also recognize that we fall short of the glory of God. Too often we neglect our duty to praise Him, fail to thank Him sufficiently for all that He has done for us, and rarely do we live lives worthy of the grace He has bestowed upon us. Recognizing our shortcomings and sins, let us join together in singing the hymn of penitence, Rock of Ages. Through the words of this hymn, let us confess our sins to God, and let us look to Jesus in full assurance of our forgiveness through His shed blood on the cross. Rock of Ages.
If you're following along in the bulletin, you can see at the 8 o'clock service, we had a ministry of prayer for Kenny Walker and his family. Kenny's surgery was coming up on the 28th, and we gathered the elders and his life planning mentor for a time of prayer over them. And Amanda had shared that they have a Caring Bridge site that we'll be able to share by email and in next week's bulletin that those that want to follow along can do so. In the gospel reading this morning, we turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, here at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Mark 1:14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. As those first disciples responded to the call of Jesus to follow him and to live for Jesus, likewise, our new elders, deacons, deaconesses, and officers, they have answered the call to serve as well. And that call is upon each and every one of us, too. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. we're going to share in our ordination and installation of officers that were elected or continuing on in the life of the leadership of our church. We are going to call those officers forward by name, and in trying to spread out, so those of you that are first up, you can stand beyond the altar rail. Please wear your masks and try to stay spread out as possible. So I invite the members of Consistory to come forward as their names are called. President of the congregation, Gary Frazier. Secretary of the congregation, Kim S. Walker. Continuing elders, Todd Nafsinger, Brad Roth, and Ryan Christman. Ryan's going to stay in the balcony doing a live stream in case you're wondering where he might be. Continuing deacons and deaconesses, Tim Beck, Mindy Grunhagen, Keith Kern, Jim Greaser, Jan Lindsay, and Chrissy Stuckey. Newly elected elders, John Lindsay and Betsy Redd. And newly elected deacon and deaconesses, Karen Walker, Missy Warnke, and Bruce Woolley. The newly elected ones can kind of stand in the center in front of everybody. There you go. Just trying to spread you out a little bit more.
Servants in the Lord, you have been called to a special Christian service in the life of St. John's Christian Church. Through the office to which you have been elected, you have been called to serve the church, extending its ministry of love and compassion. By electing you to your office, your fellow members have shown their confidence in you and in your ability to fulfill the duties of the position for which you have been chosen. Today, you have come to assume publicly the office to which you've been elected, and we have come to affirm your Christian service among us, to recognize the diversity of the gifts that you bring to your responsibility, and to celebrate the particular ministry that you perform in the life of this church family. As you fulfill your duties in Christian spirit, may you find your obligations and responsibilities to be a source of both joy and blessing. We commend you to God that by His Spirit you are filled with grace and knowledge and blessed in all your efforts and endeavors.
Discerning that it is God's will that you continue in or assume your office, is it also your will that you undertake this work? If so, answer, it is. Will you pray for God to help you as you perform the duties of your office, recognizing that you will succeed and bear fruit only by relying on His grace? If so, answer, I will. And do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth a love of Christ and trusting in Him for strength and for guidance? If so, answer, I do.
Members of St. John's Christian Church, you have heard the promises of these servants of Christ who have answered God's call to service. I remind you that these friends can discharge their obligations only with your cooperation. I ask you to support them and sustain them and pray for them, that by the grace of God, you and these officers of the church may accomplish great things for the building up of this church family and God's kingdom. As you vow to support these officers, make your intentions known by sharing the pledge as printed in your bulletin. I pledge myself to be used by God as a part of this congregation, to be at work in our church, our community, and the world, to reflect the love and grace of Jesus Christ. I will pray for these elders, deacons, and deaconesses, and officers, as they lead and oversee the ministry and work of St. John's. I will strive to be faithful in cooperating with the consistory in our efforts to glorify God. In faith I pledge. Amen.
We have four officers who are assuming their offices for the first time and thus are to be blessed by the laying on of hands within the rite of ordination. And for the laying on of hands, we're not going to actually physically touch, but I'll just ask all those continuing that you'll just hold out your right hand over these four new officers. Those four include Betsy Redd as elder, Karen Walker as deaconess, Missy Warnke as deaconess, and Kim Walker as congregational secretary. So John and Bruce, if you'd step back, and Kim and Karen, you'd step forward. Recognizing God's call upon your lives, the hands of blessing are laid over you, Betsy, Karen, Missy, and Kim, as you assume the role and responsibility of the office to which you have been elected. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you, each one, to perform the ministry of president, elder, deacon, or deaconess in Christ's church, and equip you with everything good to do God's will. Receive authority to execute your office in the name of Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. Amen. Upon this assurance and the laying of hands in blessing, we now install you as president, secretary, elders, deacons, and deaconesses of St. John's Christian Church. May God, who has called you into his glorious service, may God endow you with wisdom and strength to do his work.
Let's pray. God, send your spirit upon these, your servants, blessing them in the office to which they have been chosen. Fill them with wisdom and understanding, enthusiasm and perseverance, harmony and cooperation. Let their work be a joy as they give of their best, and may their example prove worthy for all of us who follow, as we are united in Christ's ministry to the glory of your name. And now, as followers of Jesus Christ, we join together in the prayer of our Lord, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Receive this benediction. May God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and bless you with grace, mercy, peace, and truth. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
You have placed, or will place, your prepared offerings in the offering plates at the sanctuary doors. These offerings symbolize our gratitude to God for his abundant provision and symbolize our recognition that all we have comes from God, belongs to God, and can be used in our worship to God. The commitment of the new elders, deacons, and officers also reminds us that financial offerings are not the only gifts we can give God. But we can also worship him with our time and talents as well. Therefore, today, as we dedicate our offerings to the Lord, we dedicate not only our financial gifts, but our talents, our time, and our very lives as well.
Please stand if you are able and let us sing the doxology. Remain standing for the prayer of dedication, and then we will sing the hymn of commitment, I Surrender All, verses 1 and 2. So let us sing the doxology.
We dedicate our gifts for the work of the church, and we ask you to use all that we have and all that we are in your service. Amen.
And let us sing, I Surrender All. verses 1 and 2. Seated.
Well, it's so good to see a few more children with us this morning. So good to see children among us. Now, any of you children, do you know what this is? What do I have in my hand? Anyone want to shout out the answer? Finn, can you see what I'm holding? What is it?
A fishing pole.
Yeah, that's right. It's a fishing pole. Yeah. Now, I'm not much of a fisherman, so I don't even know if I'm holding it this right or like, yeah, I think it's like this. But anyway, I borrowed this from Caleb Woolley, so thank you. Yeah. Caleb Woolley lent this to me. He's more of a, much more of a fisherman than me. But when we think of fishing, we often think of a pole like this where we can cast our lines and reel in a fish, use a lure or different bait and a bobber, catch one fish at a time. I asked someone from the first service what a good catch would be, and they said two fish in a day. So, you know, that's probably true. We don't get too many fish when we're using a pole. But the type of fishing Jesus has in mind when he calls his disciples to follow him, it's not the same thing that we're used to thinking of. And in fact, the passage that Pastor Eric read earlier said they were casting their nets. And in one passage of Scripture, it says that they hauled in this big haul of 153 fish. Now, that was a big haul, but sometimes they could accomplish that in the course of a day's work. Now, the point is that fishing isn't exactly what we think it is. It's not just fun and games. Sometimes fishing can be hard work, hauling in all these heavy fish and these heavy nets. And the fishermen sometimes would even work through the night because at night, the fish couldn't see the nets as well. So they'd have better luck fishing at night than during the day. But they still had more work to do during the day because they would hang their nets and clean their nets and dry their nets and mend their nets. So the life of a fisherman was hard work. Now, Jesus calls his followers. He says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." He's not saying, "I'm going to give you a fishing pole, and you're going to sit on the edge of a pond and put your feet in the water and take it easy." He's saying, the life I'm calling you is going to be hard. Following me isn't always going to be easy. But he says, follow me. I go before you. I will always be with you. And that's our comfort in life. That no matter when times are hard, Jesus is with us and he helps us through them. Well, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are with us and that you love us and that you call us to follow you and be your disciples. We want to follow you even when it's hard because we love you. And we love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and calling us to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.